Okay, with a quorum, I'll call the September 6, 2016 Internal Operations Committee meeting to order. And we've got an agenda. We'll discuss the strategic plan, cover any new business, public comments, and then announcements. Any changes to that agenda? Okay. I'd like to further provide a little bit of detail and commentary on our actual strategic plan discussion and get any input from other members, see that we're on track. I thought in terms of making an update to these previous goals, and I didn't put dates on these, but these are from prior planning discussions, that we would go through and line out, take out any outdated goals, add in any new goals, basically prioritize our list by committee. You'll see we've got some full commission responsibilities and goals as well. At that point, after we've got priority determined, then we can begin assigning some timing, literally just 2016, 2017, 2018, understanding that there's no way we can achieve all our goals in 2016 or 2017. And then the next step is likely going to be after this meeting, where either we or the committees or a combination thereof determine how to integrate those responsibilities with the ongoing responsibilities on that other meeting planner, which is those recurring responsibilities. Then have the committees review and validate. Remember, we're taking a first pass at this for the full commission. We've tried other approaches in the past, and it's difficult to get some traction. So I think if we give them something to edit and approve, I think we're much more likely to make some progress. And just a note that this would be a great way for us to determine how we're doing as a full commission. If we've set the goals are aligned with our overall mission, which are the two goals up at the top, and we're achieving those goals, then we're making good, steady progress. And having that as a good feedback loop is really important. Any edits or updates to that? Thank you.
I mean, it really is amazing. There was an audit done of the Palm Beach County Ethics Commission by the governor's, legislature. And they actually came in and they said, my gosh, we saw a strategic plan from the Jacksonville Ethics Commission. We haven't seen anything like that even at the state level agencies. And they were blown away with the quality of this. So we will probably always now in the future have a strategic plan and a calendar. And we should name it the strategic goal plan or something, and name it after you because of your efforts putting this together. And what's especially been hard, and I'll mention this for Dave, is that Tom has been trying to do this with a bunch of lawyers on the Ethics Commission, and lawyers just don't get strategic plans and spreadsheets very well. And so he struggled with us, and he kept getting it simpler and simpler. So we're down to this, although he had the most beautiful spreadsheets, color-coded, and it was a very sophisticated tool at a corporate level, and the attorney's eyes were spinning in the back of their head. So we now have this, which I think is lawyers can actually read it and understand it. So I think bridging that was the biggest challenge. So thank you, and really we might name it after you.
Oh, you're sweet, but there's not a great deal of sophistication or talent in this. It's really just, identifying what are important things that we need to do and making some important decisions. One of the things I'll say that we often struggle with, since you mentioned that, is we have a hard time really just going through the list and making steady progress on updating the list itself without going into discussion. So I'm going to try my best to keep us moving swiftly through the document so that we can give time for any public comments and we can make some good, steady progress. Mm-hmm. Does that work for everybody? And I know we've kind of alluded to it, but I'm just going to say straight out, I would love for Dave to chair this committee going forward because he's got a very similar background to mine. And I think this is something he could take and make much better. So I'll just say that straight out. I'm not asking for a commitment right now. I'm just stating my wishes publicly. so we So diving straight in, so we do start with the overall goals of the commission, and let's talk about that. Have those changed? I think they're fairly broad and important, and we've talked through them before, but those are to enhance and strengthen the ethics and compliance culture of the city and its agencies, and also to build public trust or citizen trust.
So I was here at work. So what does this really mean? Is there any scorecard that we can show? Like, is there anything that we put out there as performance index to say we've accomplished something? Is there
so that is a great question, Dave. And actually, we have two specific tasks in here that relate directly to that.
Perfect.
So while we attempted to talk through a few things, we had some ideas, we actually have some committee responsibilities to determine how do we measure that? Because you're right, that's very important. And again, that goes back to the full, well, committee performance and also full commission performance. How can we do better achieving those goals? Mm-hmm. That keeps everybody focused on that.
Right.
But great question.
Thank you.
I have one that I might suggest to be included. We've never included this before, but I'm thinking that something along the lines of to keep advised as to current research in the area of ethics and how organizations incorporate whistleblowing and what makes an ethical culture incorporate research into what we're doing with the city. Because maybe that's implied that we do that, but I think if we actually emphasize it, it'll urge us to kind of tap into what academia is saying that is successful instead of just us figuring out who's successful. George, what do you think? I mean, do you think that's a separate goal?
No, I think it's a good one, and you can add to that, not just what academics are saying, but also what the community of ethics mm-hmm. offices mm-hmm. and ethics commissions around the country doing. That stuff, for me, on a feet on the ground basis, is as if not more interesting than the sort of academic research that I've been involved in, mm-hmm. sort of more conceptual.
Because some of the things that Kirby and I have done, like going to national conferences and tapping into SCCE and the research from Harvard, and you know, all that informs like our programming and how we can be more effective. So I think if we put that in as a goal, that we're not just going to enhance the ethical and compliance culture and build public trust based upon our own opinion, but we're actually going to try to be oriented towards the research in the area to be better at it.
So here's what I got, and this can be just a rough draft for us to deal with later. I really don't like the beginning, but keep advised of ethics and compliance best practices, especially in local governments and related organizations.
Would that go under the education subcommittee?
That might be delegated to the education subcommittee, of which we don't have any more.
Okay.
But yes.
Research. Not just best practices. But
and research.
Yeah.
Well, we have had a fair few visitors come in and enlighten us on various things. That's not a bad practice. Recent news, so that the people who come to the site can see it. It's also be something that, you know, like when I think of something like that, I generally go to my inbox and do a search for Miller or, you know, just see if I can find the old article, but if there was some place where we're keeping track of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea to keep posted on the mm-hmm. website.
Great. Okay, so that sounds like a great addition, and that goes back to how can we that goes back to building our first two goals. So it works perfectly in tandem. Okay, so now let's fly through, if we can, the first eight goals, which are of the full commission. As a 30-second sidebar, one thing we don't have on here is the OECO office responsibilities, and that's intentional. This is how it aggregates up to the full commission. Carla actually has her own strategic plan that really works in tandem, but is different. She's got a lot of, she and Kirby have a lot of operational responsibilities. That's not on here, and that's intentional.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so number one is a bit cryptic, except if you look to what's in the parentheses, complaints and advice, basically our overall duties as it relates mm-hmm. to complaints and advice. What's not included, when I looked up 602, 921, is to act as act as hiring committee for executive director of EOCO, subject to council confirmation. So that's shorthand. It's probably not descriptive enough, but that's basically to achieve our main responsibilities. Director and chair to speak to citizen groups. This is a little bit of a hodgepodge, only because these are all the things that go up to the full commission level. Have the ethics director report on hotline and other intakes 2 times a year. So that's really from a process standpoint, and that's for the chair or director, head of the hotline committee to make sure that their process for tracking things that don't come to the committee, that's more of a governance role, to make sure that everything's okay.
Chair or no?
We do.
It's Richard Brown. Is the complaints committee chair.
Okay.
I have a comment on number 3. We used to have a lot more calls coming in before the inspector general's office was started. Now, a lot of the calls on fraud, waste, and abuse are going where they need to go, which is the inspector general's mm-hmm. office. So if they call Cody, she picks up the phone and they start talking about that, it goes right to the IT's office. So we don't have quite as many there. I wonder if we're going to maybe add something that maybe IG's office and ethics give the commission a report on what's going on with citizens approaching.
I like that.
Problems. Because mm-hmm. if you just saw like 20 come into the ethics office, mm-hmm. you don't know that maybe 40 came into the inspector general's office because we're doing more mm-hmm. labor now. So I think that it might be relevant. And they do keep statistics on that kind of thing. So I think maybe in tandem we can give a better picture of our culture and how many people are reporting and just doing it in isolation
mm-hmm.
with us.
That makes sense.
Good. I'll add some language and I'll circulate that. I mean, I'll provide that to you two and you can decide how and when best to circulate.
Oh, 4 is done.
Yes, I put open with a question mark. Okay, excellent. And for those in the audience, there are handouts. If okay, good. Because we're talking in code when we say 4 is done. You don't know what that is unless you see it. Contract fees to agencies. That seems to be on the list, but perhaps not a real high priority.
It really is going to be the inspector general's main thing to carry that. It didn't work out the first year, and Cheryl Steckler put a lot of effort trying to get contract fees. I don't think that long-term that's going to happen because we just got contributions from the independent authorities for the IG office and for ethics. So they're voluntarily contributing. We don't have to do a contract assessment. So I think that may be something to
monitor, perhaps?
Monitor.
Okay. I'll note that.
Monitor. Can you explain what that is a little bit?
Yeah, well, what happened originally when the IG's office went in to affect in 2014, I was like, well, how are we going to pay for this? This could be several hundred thousand a year. How are we going to pay for it? And what they do down in Palm Beach County and Miami is they take a percentage of the city contracts, like 0.01% or whatever, and all that money goes into the IG's office. So it's an automatic thing. And so for in the IG legislation, there was a provision there saying that we would look into that. So we had someone look into it with a whole committee in the city. And it just wasn't feasible to get the funding from the IG office that way mm-hmm. for computer reasons, numerous reasons. And so they presented all their findings to the Ethics Commission about a year ago. And it was just thrown in the back burner. And then the city just came up with the money from the general mm-hmm. fund, and the independent authorities voluntarily put the money in. You know, so it sort of mm-hmm. obviated the need for.
Is it at risk of it not having funding? Is it year-to-year funding or?
Year-to-year funding. It's not automatic.
Whereas something where you had an annual percentage, you would pretty
It'd
much.
Be automatic and it yeah. would be more stable for financing for the IG's office mm-hmm. instead of having to go with hat in hand every year to the mm-hmm. city council.
Yep.
Which has been pretty good to us the last couple of years. But yes, that is not a historically, it seems to be an unusual era that we currently find ourselves.
cities have to do it with a guarantee, because if you didn't, the budget would be $50.
It can be controlled that way.
Yeah. So it's worked out well so far. If it did not in the future, I suppose then we'd go back to the drawing board and try to figure out how to get the automatic funding in.
Yep. Thank you.
Okay, so six, internal operating procedures updated with new EC committees. I think that's really just a refresh to make sure that these responsibilities are perhaps, and the ongoing responsibilities are in the correct committee bailiwick. I think that's more of an operations manual type thing. So I don't know if we've made changes on that or if we need to.
I think we did it. We just put in our new committees on that, and we changed it like a year and a half ago.
Okay.
There were a couple of things we talked about possibly needing to, you and I have talked about possibly needing to add or to revise or revisit.
Okay. So why don't we put to revisit in early 17? Does that work? Okay.
And that's on our strategic plan for the ECHO as well.
Okay, great. That makes sense. It's probably tougher for us to do that. Okay, seven, update strategic plan yearly. What I can't tell, and I'll ask Kirby if you can check, when did we last do a full commission strategic plan session? But the idea is that we do that every third year with the new commission. And that would be June, I think, because that tended to be good timing, and that allowed commissioners to, you know, kind of get into their term and get a feel for it. So what I'd like to do with that one, that's yearly. I'm already jumping ahead to the triennial review. Where is that? Okay, so in reality, this item seven should be review yearly update of strategic plan, because that's going to come from us, correct? Internal operations? Okay, so that would be in June. And then we've got, coming up, we've got the triennial review, I think under internal ops, every 3 years, item two. So we'll get to that. But this is reviewing our update that we're going through right now. Correct. We do, and we're really doing on behalf of the full commission, so they should review that and make sure that that they can endorse it and that they agree that that's what they will be working on over the next year.
And seven should say update strategic plan yearly, no later than August, and present to the entire ethics commission in the September meeting. To show that it actually goes to the whole ethics commission.
Well, so right now we're under the full ethics commission, so I think on this side it would be reviewing it in September, I think is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Feels like August.
It just does.
I can't believe it's September. Okay, eight, advocate for ethics resources, ethics budget, at discretion of ECHO director.
Does that need to be in there? I mean, we handle the budget. We're happy if we ever have a problem to come to the ethics commission, but it's not really something that the ethics commission has ever come in and advocated for the budget. I mean, it looks good on there, but I don't think it's really a function that the ethics commission does.
It's only on an as-needed basis, and there was a time where we talked about coming into the city council meeting to provide that support, but if you don't believe that that's going to be a front and center need.
As needed, because when it's needed, it's really needed.
Okay, good.
It's operating smoothly.
You want me to start or end with as needed? Start or end? Okay, got it. Okay, we're doing well so far. So we finished 10 out of 26, or excuse me, we've got 26 more to do. So one of the easy things to do is to edit what's there. One of the tough things to do is to add items that we need to add. So keep that in mind. Are there things that are missing? That's really tough to do, especially in a setting like this, especially as we're trying to go through quickly and do some updates. So I'm going to lean on Carl and Kirby quite a bit to help lead us down that path if there are things that are missing but need to be added. Education Subcommittee, we don't have an Education Subcommittee, but I believe these responsibilities came back to this committee, the Internal Operations, or went to the full Ethics Commission.
How about transparency and open government component, because it's an open government component in education? Policy club, more we can simplify, the more manageable the time demands are on commission members.
So your recommendation is to move it down to transparency and open government, both of those?
Because really, if we educate citizens like the board here, it is promoting transparency and open government, so it's the same.
And anything that takes a meeting a month away from what commission members have to do is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. And it seems to be cyclical. We either have an education issue or we have a transparency issue. We don't always have the two of them, you know. So if
that's
we
a good point.
The two committees, where would you put the goal of moving these two committees together, or just making it education, or role in education, sub goals into transparency?
Yes. So actually, when I saw goal one, I realized that was way too descriptive. And I think the overall goal should be something along the lines of educate citizens on city council procedures and city ethics. I think that's the overarching goal. And then here are some specific tasks we can do to achieve that goal. So I thought that we would literally just do that, make the goal what I just said, have that as detail below it. And then at that level, that goal can continue on. And the way that whichever committee is tasking that can change over time. So that would have education in the title. Looking at the second one.
So you were talking about the education
subcommittee? I'm talking about goal one under the education subcommittee. So if that, I think Carla's point was, so these are two education-related goals. Do we have a separate breakout under transparency and over open government for education? And I think if we have it in the actual title of the goal, I think it makes it where we probably don't need that.
You mean in the education transparency?
So you would change the title to education, transparency and open government subcommittee. Is that what you're referring to?
I'm indifferent as to whether the title changes.
I think I'm okay with that. Yeah.
Yes, agreed.
So you would not want education in the title?
I'm in a department of political science and public administration, and it doesn't fit on a T-shirt, you know. So simple is just better.
I agree. We can get our minds around it much, much easier.
Yeah, about 40% of us want to change the name of the Department of Governance.
As opposed to political science?
And public administration, yeah. Just, you know, something simple. Hmm.
So I think we're okay with goal one. Goal two, let's talk about that, because Carla and Kirby, I'd love to know your thoughts, because I think we've talked about this a little bit in the past. Reviewing of the education materials, should that also be on an as-needed basis?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll tell you why that was in the code to begin with, because it used to be when we didn't have a staff, the Ethics Commission itself would be developing the educational materials. And so then it morphed into, well, we don't have to do it now. We have one part-time person. We'll at least help you, mm-hmm. you know, help write it. And now we're pretty much established with that, with OGC. We work on that a lot. So I don't think we really need, like, a constant review and input. But when we come up with new materials, we usually just send them out, and everybody mm-hmm. can kind of take a look at them. And if you have any advice, it's fine.
Well, and that's great, because that puts the committee more in the role of governance instead of more operations,
yes.
which makes a lot more sense, and also allows us, as we get into the other goals, to do a little bit more monitoring to see where do we need to focus, where's the emphasis, is the citizen trust going up, or do we need to really target on that. So, so I support that. All right, so we'll retitle those two goals. Those goals, the second one being review education materials as needed with some details below it. And those two will come down below transparency and open government subcommittee.
And maybe a separate one, review educational materials as needed would be one, but a separate one would be provide citizen education materials. You know, like we either do them online, like here's what you need to know, or we do courses, like it says up here, number one. But reviewing educational materials that Kirby and I put out to the internal city people is different than doing external outreach to citizens and having materials for them. That's different.
So goal one is educate citizens on city council procedures and city ethics.
Not necessarily city council procedures, but do citizen outreach on ethics issues.
I think that's, we've got that, but I think that's more, yeah, we've got that under the full ethics commission. We've got that as item two. Flying to Australia.
She's getting ready to go to Australia.
So review educational materials as needed. We've got that one. Mm-hmm. And then the second goal of two in that section that's coming down would be provide citizen education materials. And then the original goal one can be a subset of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm following this, Tom. I like the idea of the general goals. Now, by goals, you're referring to, like, the language of the education subcommittee now is education subcommittee goal. You've got this, and we've got the 2 points below it.
Mm-hmm.
Are these new goals that you're adding?
I think these are really clarifications of what's already there. To provide a higher level goal, and some of this is the actual tasks or ideas to implement the goal. They're meant to be goals, but right now.
The overall goals say transparency is more transparency than 1 through 3 are more specific goals
to achieve that.
Legislative seems like it's got a lot of more specific tasks.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're correct.
It's extraordinary for an advisory commission.
And you would think that, at some level, we could have a subcommittee, in essence, a mission where you're never done, but you're aspiring to do this as a committee that helps the overall commission achieve its mission. Vision, we're not going to touch because that's much later and we just don't need to. Correct. Which would go underneath, it would be a task underneath provide citizen education materials.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, could we reorganize this along those lines?
Oh, absolutely. We can have those as suggested tasks to achieve the goal that the committee can hash through and decide if they like that or if the committee thinks that there's maybe another or better or newer way to do that.
Do you have any new courses in your eco goals for next year that maybe that would be more specific than something that's already in existence?
Except that we're diving too deep because we won't finish.
New courses?
New community.
Kinds of plans for citywide training.
Yeah.
Different than citizen outreach.
Yeah.
But that committee can handle that. We're just really trying to prioritize and make sure we have the appropriate goals. for them to review, and then they'll figure out how they're going to do it and when are they going to do those tasks.
Well, it's two things, really. The education is two things. One is internal, to review the educational materials that Kirby and I are developing internally for all of the employees and people internal, and the other is external outreach for citizens. So it's an internal, external that committee drills down on and kind of thinks with what they want to do each year in those internal, external areas.
So keeping it at a high level rather than getting any kind of specific tactic, although George would like to check it off, that subcommittee could actually do the check-off when they get into it.
Yes. So thank you for the clarification. So I just changed it to review city employee, and we need to include board.
Officials. Board members are officials.
And officials.
Employees and officials would take in
one. Education materials as needed, and then provide citizen education materials.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we'll include these details for them to consider. Okay, so then moving to the existing transportation and open government subcommittee goals. Roll out lobbyist online system.
Done.
Beautiful. And do city council award ceremony. Oh, okay, that's related to that. I was like, what does that have to do? Okay, good. All right, done. Develop an EC resolution to get sole source contracts to remain online indefinitely. So that's aspirational.
Boy, you know, no, it should be done. It should be done, but anyhow.
Missed that date then, huh?
So what do we want to do with that then?
Keep it there until it's done, until we can copy all.
There is strategizing. our buddies, the concerned taxpayers, do they have a web page?
That would probably mean no. You would know. If anybody would know, you would know.
The city has to do that function. The city has to do that function, and
should do that function. If they won't, a little bit of public semi-shaming might have to get the job done. We can discuss this further. Just as an idea.
No, that's a good one to keep on there.
So then another goal we had was zoning application software, which was a future goal. Is that still an appropriate goal?
No, I think that was something from about 3-4 years ago, where if you look on a map of Jacksonville, there's like a little blinking thing that if a zoning application has gone in for a certain area, you can do GPS location on zoning, and then like you go, oh my gosh, I live there. There's a little beeping, you know, and you can go in and click on it, and it pulls up the zoning application so that you can see what's going on. I think that's a good idea. But it's a really very specific thing that depends upon the resources of that department. I don't know. I mean, it's a good idea. Like, we should have a clump of good ideas listed somewhere. But it's not a project of the subcommittee, really. It's like a bright idea.
Perhaps evaluate and consider endorsing?
Well, it shouldn't really even be on there because it's like the sporadic good ideas that we get.
Something like the planning and development department, they would be in charge of that, especially they have all types of applications that they either revise or do away with. So if you want some of their input, maybe seek input from the planning and development department.
What do we do with it as a goal without going into the details of the specific idea?
Well, provide transparency to
okay.
Are very interested in that type of thing and many other things in addition to zoning. So it's like, make sure that we have our finger on the pulse of what issues citizens are interested in and make sure that our departments are being responsive to that with the latest technology. That's the overall goal. This is a specific, like, bright idea in that category.
Okay. Okay. Any other goals under transparency/education that we're missing? Okay, legislative. And George noted, Dr. Candle noted, enhanced code through legislation. It's very broad. Should be, but really what we have here are a number of tasks.
Well, I could see the goals being just indicated up there at the top, and then the specific things that we're going to do to get us towards that would be, you know, what would come down there.
I would change enhanced code through legislation. We don't care about enhancing the code. We care about enhancing the ethical culture through legislation is more what we're trying to do. We don't want just a big fat code. Mm-hmm.
Should it say enhance ethical culture and citizen trust through?
Yes.
Okay. And then I noted that goals or tasks 1 and 8 are recurring. Should those then be on our recurring list, or are they okay to have right here?
I think those should be recurring. Okay. We can look at it every year.
Okay. Maybe we just note that they're recurring. Rewrite part 4 of the ethics code on conflicts of interest.
There's progress on that, but we have an actual committee now.
Okay.
And Steve Rohan, who's the interim inspector general, who's drafted legislation for 30 years, is coming in on that committee. And we have Alasekia, Cherry, Kirby, and we're going to lock ourselves in a room in October and not come out until it's done. So
it sounds like a 2016-2017 goal. Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 3 is done. Did I correctly strike that out? Okay. Number 4. Consider whether ethics code should have potential campaign ethics violations. And as a subpart, should chapter 350 be back in the ethics code? Is that good as a goal? Okay, great. We're doing really well here. Let's keep going. Item 5 is done, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 6, decriminalize lobbying violations, make civil penalty.
That's going to be part of number 2, so why don't we just pull that up to number 2 on rewriting the code?
I like it.
And number 9?
Yeah.
Good.
Pull all that up into rewriting the code, although the lobbying thing is like a whole thing of its
own. Yeah.
Okay. Why don't we keep the lobbying and decriminalize, combine 6 and 9.
Okay.
The lobbying, keep, we need to keep, we
keep it separate. Okay, good. Item 7, whistleblower section revise update with IG office. Done. Excellent. Monitor and comment on state of Florida legislation pertaining to ethics. Recurring. Good. Okay. All right. Hotline. Handle complaints as they come in. Thank you. Very obvious. Promote hotline with posters. See, that I think promote hotline should be the goal. With posters is a specific way to do it. So the hotline, well, that's a good point. Do we want to say to employees and citizens, or do we want to be specific?
I don't think we want to be. I mean, clearly okay. Internal, external, but that's okay. Going to be actually promote. It's not promote the hotline. We don't want to promote the hotline. What we want to do is promote a culture of people that report non-optimum situations. We don't want to just report like 500 calls into the hotline. What we actually want to do is promote the culture that people know where to report, not just to us, our hotline, but the IG hotline. And how do we promote, like, we are a culture where you're supposed to report, there's not going to be retaliation, and here's the, that's a whole thing on its own. So it's much broader than promote the hotline with posters.
Right.
That's like, so it's really promote a culture where people report non-optimum situations.
Okay.
Don't have fear of retaliation. And there will be many ways to do that in connection with the IG's office. So that just is something we're going to have to work on. That's a big, big thing.
And that's one of those that you're never done with. Okay. Determine how to measure employees' awareness and comfort using the hotline, to the point before. Establish plan to evaluate regularly. That's a tough one.
I would say that three follows after two. We're trying to increase the culture of people reporting, and we want to determine how to measure their comfort in the culture. And there's studies and surveys on how to do that. Do you know what I mean? How comfortable are you? And that's what we need to measure, how comfortable they are.
Didn't you talk about a city survey that's done periodically? Is there such a thing?
Well, the one that we did was the UNF one, where we added a question or something, remember?
That's for citizens, and I've got that down below.
The city does not typically do that. I wondered why, because I'd always be surveying
it. Well, we talked about a few different ways, but that's a big discussion. So we're doing really well. Let's keep moving. We don't have to tackle these goals now. We just have to make sure they're out there. And that's a very important goal, but we're not going to solve that right now.
It's not awareness and comfort using the hotline.
It's
using the hotline, reporting non-optimum situations. However they do that, it doesn't have to be through the hotline.
Are you on three?
Yeah.
Perhaps determine how to measure employees.
Awareness and comfort reporting violations. It doesn't have
okay.
to be on the hotline.
Yes. In fact, optimally, it's not. Non-optimal. Okay.
It's not even violations, because it could be non-optimal situations.
Okay. Good. Okay. Nominating subcommittee. Do we have a committee, or does that go to internal operations?
On an as-needed basis.
I'm sorry?
It's on an as-needed basis. So it's appointed an as-needed basis.
Okay. So handle vacancies in the Ethics Commission, succession planning, coordinate and manage nominations for chair and vice chair. And we've got timing on that on the calendar.
As needed. Sometimes there's...
As needed. Thank you. Okay, almost done here in terms of this list. And then we've got the recurring. I hope maybe you guys had a chance to take a look at that. But I do want to leave time for public comment. Internal ops. Okay, update the strategic plan annual planning calendar once a year. That's what we're doing now. Every 3 years, plan for the entire EC to do a strategic planning session.
What does that look like? Is it like a half-day kind of thing? Or
Several hours.
Yeah, 2-3 hours.
Okay.
Really to go through this more as a full commission and not just us trying to interpret what the full commission might like. Ensure that the chair evaluates performance of the EC and director annually. I think I changed that. It said it had that on the committee when it's really the chair that has that responsibility. Define commission success and set measures, metrics and goals. That one's a tough one, but an important one. Determine how to evaluate health of ethics and compliance program. I think that's the goal. And then this is... really, how do we get better is the rest of this. And then develop metrics to evaluate citizen trust. Mm-hmm. So those are some pretty large goals that could, no doubt. What are we missing? Or what comments do you have, questions?
Have interns at all? Like, I know you had some project that we did with the school. That was the electronic system, I guess. There was something that we did just recently.
Oh, yeah,
right?
We have the
lobbying.
Interns in the past, interns, government interns and stuff, and that has been a break-even thing on how much time you have to spend doing it versus how much you can get out. But it's a good idea. We want to keep it in mind for the future. Interns, you want to put that on?
Well, I was just thinking if we're going to develop surveys or measures, that's kind of something we would put somebody younger on to kind of like come up with some kind of a dashboard, whatever we'd be looking at, you know. And it may be you have statistics already and we don't need that, you know, from your group.
Well, we'll put that in part of the Echo Office strategic plan.
That makes sense. That makes complete sense. Yes. Anything else missing from those specific aspirational goals? Okay. In terms of recurring activities, I'll just ask that that you guys review that for our next meeting. They tend to be pretty standard in terms of the the responsibilities, those tend not to change a lot over time. Maybe the timing of it might change when it's optimal to do those things. But ideally, with the goals plus the recurring responsibilities, the committees will have a pretty good idea of what their calendar needs to look like. And then we need to be flexible to be able to adjust to things that happen. Any other comments, questions, thoughts on that? All right, in terms of next meeting, are we okay to meet next month? You're traveling extensively? Next month being October now, believe it or not.
And will we do it before the...
We can. Which would be, what, the
third?
Is it the third?
Mondays, right, normally?
Yes, I believe. Correct, Carla? Kirby?
Monday is what?
First Monday of the month? What shape you'll be in?
But if we talk about the next meeting when the chair is here, maybe with that, maybe we'd push it back a week or whatever, and we could just do it right before that.
Just tag along with the next meeting?
Would that work?
Does that work, Dr. Candler?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. Okay. All right. Any new business? I'd like to open up for any public comment. Oh, we didn't schedule a meeting yet. No. We'll have it right before the next full commission meeting that we'll have, which the full commission will decide here coming up. Thank you.
John Nooney, 8356 Bascom Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32216. You know, I just wanted to touch on, you know, your transparency and open government. You know, when you have legislation that is being, I guess you could say, sourced out to college institutions where ultimately taxpayer dollars are going to be involved, that the same type of a compliance and oversight that you see in, you know, all these contracts and awarded of bids and things like that, that there is a little bit more oversight with that. And I'll give you an example, 2013-380, you know, that's a boat ramp master plan. And, you know, that's being overseen by the college institutions, you know, JU, UNF. And, you know, that's going to be like a three-year program. And you're going to be bringing in other counties. And so, you know, to go on that website, for example, and to look at what's has been submitted, you know, you can't see it. In other words, you know, that information, from what I understand, is just sort of being withheld. And so... Anyway, you know, I just wanted to share that kind of a concern, you know, that, you know, you expand, you know, the transparency, you know, to whether in this particular case, you know, it's, you know, colleges, which will, but also any other maybe big businesses. And I just think that's something that you may want to consider.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other public comment? Okay, with that, our meeting is adjourned, and we'll get ready for the next meeting, but I believe we start with a shade meeting, do we not?
We do.
Okay. So our full open Ethics Commission meeting will be starting at 5:15, or when our shade meeting ends, whichever is later.
So really at 5:15, probably. Well,
5:15 or potentially later.
Right.
And so with that, we'll ask any of the public to exit the room and then come back in at 5:15. Or if we we'll certainly open the door when we're done with the shade meeting.